This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey, 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 it's me, the Celebrity Medium, with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast, the only show I maintain with full confidence. This is the only show on the internet or pretty much anywhere else that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. It's what I do. It's who I am. I talk to my sources. My sources tell me stuff, and I tell it to you. And that's how we get this silly thing we call a show going. All right, we have some new arrivals, at least a new arrival in the next world. Jim Nabors. If you've ever seen the Andy Griffith Show, you will remember him as Gomer Pyle. Later got spun off into his own show, Gomer Pyle USMC. And he joined the Marines, I guess, to get the hell out of Mayberry. Doesn't look like the kind of place where there's a lot of upward mobility. You know, lovely little town, but, you know, everything's kind of a dead-end gig. So, anyway, Jim Nabors just arrived at the next world. Of course he had an arrival ceremony. Of course there were a lot of people there. Of course they loved seeing him. He came out on stage, and they didn't have a band for him, because he really was. It was always funny when I was growing up, because Gomer was such a goofy character, and Jim Nabors had kind of a rubbery face that was perfect for that. And then he would go on other shows like Carol Burnett or something and sing, and he had this really great voice, and it looked so incongruous coming out of the dopey Gomer Pyle face. So he walked out on stage at his arrival ceremony, and of course people were saying, sing, sing. So without a band, he just proceeded to sing some songs a cappella, and that was great. Crowd loved it, and then of course he did a little bit of Gomer. He went, surprise, 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 you know, that kind of thing, and people were crazy. And then when he stepped off the stage out into a rival square, he was approached by a man who apparently was representing his fellow Griffith Show actor, Don Knotts. Now, Don Knotts was Barney Fife, the deputy sheriff. A very funny guy, a little wiry guy. And this guy who was representing Don Knotts talked to Jim Nabors and said, Don would like you to play Gomer again in a revival of the old show. Now, we've talked about this in the past. Don Knotts has been wanting to revive the Andy Griffith Show, or, you know, some version of that. But since he's been in the afterlife, he went on a real health kick, and he's really buff. He's still, you know, a thin guy, but he's very muscular, and he doesn't really look like Barney Fife anymore. Well, of course, Jim Nabors didn't know about that. He still doesn't know, as far as I am aware, because it wasn't Don Knotts who was there. It was some representative of his who was talking. So Nabors says, I'd love to do Gomer again. And he agreed on the spot to be on the show. Okay, does anybody else see a train wreck in the works here? Because at some point, he's going, it may already have happened, that he's going to meet Don Knotts and go, at least to himself, oh my God, he's changed. How's he going to play, Barney Fife? I don't know. But as for now, at least he's got a verbal commitment to be on this thing, and it's not even put together yet, but apparently it's going to be. Now, Andy Griffith himself hasn't said he's going to be on the show yet, and in the past, he seemed to be kind of putting Don Knotts off about it, because, of course, he has met Don Knotts in the afterlife and knows what he looks like. And friends say that Andy thinks Don can't pull it off anymore, but he didn't want to say it to his face. It's going to be interesting no matter what happens. We're just going to have to wait and see. Now, in a related story, and I've said in the past, I love it when stories kind of converge. It doesn't happen very often, but here it is happening again. The plan, apparently, is to shoot the revived Mayberry show in Disney's American Experience. Okay, you may or may not recognize that name. That's what they're calling the front end of what used to be Trump City. okay? That's a whole long deal. You got to go back into the archives and find out about that. Donald Trump's father, Fred, took over this town that was previously owned by Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz. Whole big, complicated mess. Then Steve Jobs got his hooks into it, and he was running it with Walt Disney. They had a little bit of a falling out. Jobs wanted to call it Mediopolis, and it was going to be like a tech center for the afterlife. And Disney wanted it to be more like along the lines of Disneyland or Disney World. So they basically split the town in two. The front end, when you come into the gate, is Disney's American Experience. The back part on the other side of a wall that they built down the middle, you don't see the back end. That's what Jobs is calling Mediopolis, where he's working on future projects. Well, the Disney part hasn't been as successful as Walt hoped for because it doesn't have any rides. And there really isn't that much for the visitors to do in it. It was a town that actually had people living in it. My understanding is that people do still live in it. And it kind of looks, from the way it's been described to me, like Main Street USA. If you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you come in and there's that old-timey kind of town part. So that's kind of what Disney's American Experience looks like. So in recent weeks, Disney has been pushing it to be used as a backlot set for TV shows and movies rather than the tourist attraction per se, because that wasn't working out. And this plan to use it as a backlot is how it came to Don Knotts' attention. So the plan is to start shooting the still unnamed Mayberry show sometime in the next several weeks. Of course, Andy Griffith hasn't said he's going to be in it. So who do we have? We have Don Knotts, and we got Jim Nabors. You know, great actors, great in the parts they played. Don't know if that adds up to an entire show, though. Now, we talked, I guess, last week about David Cassidy. He just recently arrived in the next world. Now, he told a reporter that he was stunned when Charles Manson approached him about joining him on tour, as I told you in a previous episode of the report. I mean, who the hell wants Charles Manson going on the road with him? So he kind of said, yeah, let me get back to you on that, Charlie, and just, you know, kind of moved on and hoped that, obviously, Manson wouldn't get back in touch with him. Okay, now comes word that Manson has reunited with Susan Atkins, who was a member of his so-called Manson family, and he wants her to go with him on the road. Because I guess he's gotten it through his psycho skull that, you know, David Cassidy maybe blew him off. So we don't know yet what Susan Atkins has said, and we don't know if she can sing, but we've heard, I'm using the royal we here, I have heard that Charlie is currently trying to reconnect with others from his past. So where that one's going, I don't know. I mean, would anybody pay to see the Manson family on stage doing anything? Stranger things have happened. So, you know, never say never, right? All right. Last story. Last week, and why is my voice cracking? I know why. I'm going through puberty. Last week, I told you that Leonard Nimoy told people that he was going to move to the afterlife's Arctic region. He said he wanted to be in solitude for a while and he wanted to take photographs. And he is a talented photographer. He's had shows of his work in galleries and museums on the earthly plane. And apparently he's going to make good on that. He's making good on that promise right now. He left the other day with what was reportedly, quote, at least 1,000 pounds of supplies, unquote. Now, we don't know his exact intended location, when or if he's already arrived in the Arctic region, but he's told friends he wants to be completely away from civilization and that he will be out of communication with them for an extended period and that they'll hear from him when he's ready to come back. Okay, that's it. That's what I got for now. I'm looking at the stories here in my notes in front of me, and they're all kind of wacky, aren't they? Well, you know, That makes for a good show. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. And, of course, it will contain more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs between now and then. Tell folks, tell people, spread the word that the show can be found on iTunes. It can be found in the Google Play Store. It can be found on YouTube. And, of course, if you're in the Los Angeles Basin area, you can find it on KHung Radio AM 1630, where it airs on Mondays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Inspirato Projecto Radio. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.